Good afternoon. Today is Tuesday, November the 13th, 318th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon is the Executive Director of the Humboldt County Convention and Visitors Bureau, Mr. Tony Smithers.
Good afternoon, Brian.
What are all those the same flowers? No, they're just a bunch of purple flowers, huh?
He's looking at my tie.
Yes. Yeah. No, not your fingernails. Those are all just kind of daisies.
Yes.
This afternoon, we'll spend a little bit of time talking about the state of the tourism industry. We got the state of the state that you hear about sometimes, and certainly the state of California is doing some outreach, but in light of where their budget is, we'll find out what that general picture is. And we'll also talk a little bit about what's going on locally, as well as trying to get people a little bit more educated about our area and reasons to come here and stay here and move here.
Sounds good to
and
me.
And open their business here.
And buy radio advertising.
Well, that's a byproduct of all of the above. We'll talk about it when we come back.
I'm Mark Viette with today's garden tip about not being a prunomaniac. The conscientious gardener needs to know that each kind of plant has its own best time to be pruned. Avoid shearing flowering plants into shapes which really look unnatural. Thin flowering shrubs with a hand pruner. I'm Mark Viette with today's garden tip.
You've got to get up pretty early in the morning to hear Mark Viette and his wealth of gardening knowledge. 5 to 7 a.m. Sundays on KWSW 980.
Good afternoon, KINS. News and information time is 3:13. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Tony Smithers. But before we do, our quote this afternoon comes from Ogden Nash. Sometime between 1902 and 1971 said, quote, "Middle age is when you've met so many people that every new person you meet reminds you of someone else."
I thought you looked familiar.
Isn't that the truth? Gee, money. Yeah, no kidding. Huh. So we have had last Tuesday the passage at the state of the increased sales tax. I don't know if that's going to balance the budget. I don't know if that's going to do anything significant anyway. But the state has been doing an outreach over the last little bit with state tourism. You see it on some of the national television. Mm-hmm. Networks. I believe they're doing a little bit of print and a little bit of radio also.
Right. National and international a lot, too.
Yeah. Is it proving to be beneficial at all for our part of the state?
Absolutely. In fact, in the State Tourism Office, which goes by the official name of Visit California, and if anyone wants to check them out, go to visitcalifornia.com. It's a lot of good stuff on there. You'll see when you get there that they represent all the different regions of California, and they kind of see themselves as a bigger version of what we do on a county level, which is do things for all the different parts of California that they can't do for themselves. Have national television campaigns, have celebrities encouraging, using all those iconic things to California, especially works well overseas, and by increasing the number of arrivals in California, then all these folks find their way to the different parts and everyone gets their share of the business, depending on how good of a job they do of their own marketing.
Do you have any access, Tony, to the airplane origination locations for those folks traveling by air into Humboldt County? Can you tell where they start from?
Yes, as a matter of fact, you said Humboldt County. I'm not sure on that. Visit California tracks all of the arrival data for our international visitation, so we know where they're coming from.
Right, so if somebody lands in LAX, though, you don't know what's going on with
exactly.
Or even SFO. Yeah, maybe they go left, maybe they go right. Who knows? Mm-hmm. But obviously, if they're flying into Humboldt County and you can cross-reference and see which of those were, let's say, couples flying from more than 200 miles away, you could extrapolate something there.
The data.
Not a student, not a business traveler. Yeah.
And I know that the airport has some of that data. They collected a lot of that stuff for the Fly Humboldt Coalition to try and recruit new airlines. So I've looked at some of those numbers. The fact is, though, we know that there's still a very small amount of visitation that's purely leisure travel to Humboldt County by plane. Probably less than 1% of our visitation.
So while the numbers are interesting, they really aren't valuable for you?
Well, keep an eye on them, but then, put your resources where, the big payoff is.
So if Humboldt County doesn't have people coming here through the airport purely for pleasure, is that to try to hook them to stay an extra day? Because I would think if I've flown in, I got my tickets to fly out, I'm not going to change those because of the penalty fees.
Very good point. So we need to have that touch point before they make their plans to come here.
But if it's a business trip, you may or may not have that flexibility either.
You may or may not. I know a lot of business travelers do like to do a little tourism while they're traveling, you know, but sometimes bring the family with them.
It depends on who's paying.
Exactly. But, you know, a lot of things, well, you know.
Well, maybe fly in a day early.
Fly in a day early. The hotel's already paid for, so why not bring the wife?
So as you look at that sector of the travel community, is it worth trying to develop any more in that niche?
I think we should get to it eventually, but we need to knock off the lower hanging fruit first. You know, the huge number of people who live within driving distance of our destination. Who
now,
don't.
We've been hearing that for 25, 30, 40 years.
Yes.
You know, since the Bureau was created.
Yes.
Are they still not hearing the message? Are they not responding to the message? Is it not personal enough for them? Why is there still low-hanging fruit?
Well, because we have been shouting in a hurricane. I mean, the amount of resources that our organization and others have had to have a voice in the marketplace is pretty small compared to what our competitors can do. And compared to all the other commercial messages that are out there, you have to sometimes just buy voice. You know, you can go a ways being clever, but then you just have to buy the voice. And so that's why we still have so much potential, because we have made great inroads. Tourism has grown steadily, but there's still a lot of people who we know just don't come here.
For one reason or the other.
And mostly because they haven't been asked.
Business goes where it's invited. KINS, News and Information Times 319. We'll be back with more from Tony Smithers.
There's a brand new show on KEKA 101 Thunder Country, Country Gold with Randy Owen, Sunday evenings from 8 till midnight. It's a four-hour intensive music show hosted by the lead vocalist of the group Alabama. Country Gold will feature 13 songs per hour and highlighted music from the 70s to the mid-90s. Be sure to listen to KEKA 101 Thunder Country, Sunday evening from 8 till midnight. Country Gold with Randy Owen.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 324. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Tony Smithers. Tony, so what is the condition of the state tourism? I heard two of the national talk shows today say, you know, this discussion about states seceding from the union. Both of them were hoping that California would because of the terrible financial situation that we're in. I think that's what we're getting as well known as. Now, I don't know, does that influence the tourism decision for people to determine where they want to recreate?
No. Everyone still wants to come to California.
Okay, so it's a non-starter across the board.
Non-starter. And the State Tourism Office is really good at reaching out with a message about the uniqueness of the California experience. And it's really an interesting approach they have, which is to sort of sell the idea that you can come here and for a short time be a Californian. And a lot of people have...
You mean pay taxes through your teeth? That would be the sales tax part, right?
You can be yourself. You can be expressive. You can be original. You can be, you know, try new things. You could, you know, rub shoulders with celebrities, that kind of thing.
Oh, we got to get left out on that one, huh?
It plays well in Peoria.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'll be heading there in the springtime.
Well.
I'll see what happens. Is the California message one that does represent our area adequately? I mean, I see the big tree. And I can remember, well, when the Discover California thing in Disneyland was being kicked around, and they chose sequoias, not redwoods.
Right.
And, most people don't know the difference.
Tree's a tree's a tree, yeah.
Yeah. However, you know, no. Another example of this end not being recognized.
Right. I think the answer to your question, though, they're starting to get it better. They at first, they were going for that first-time visitor. And so it was really all about the iconic cities and attractions. You know, it was Disneyland in San Francisco. And because typically that's the first thing that people do on their first trip. But then, you know, the very smart people...
Enjoy wine.
Yeah, then they started saying... To get people to stay longer and then come back again and again, we have to start going into the rural product. And so they started off selling the rural product kind of with a food and wine approach to it and a shopping approach to it. And now in this third iteration, they're getting around to selling the rural product as an outdoor recreation product. And finally, aha, that's us.
Who does the skiing? Do the ski companies, not the ski companies, the resorts themselves, are they the ones who do the advertising?
The state tourism puts co-ops together that they all participate in.
For those folks to reach the natural for wintertime.
Exactly.
Is there a natural summertime group?
Not so much.
Okay.
I think the closest thing would be houseboating.
Okay, maybe a little whitewater rafting, maybe.
Yeah, but you know, in terms of having an industry with lots of suppliers who have the same kind of marketing, footprint.
Or fishing, I suppose. You know, the charter boats, but that really doesn't get a lot of traction either. It's interesting being in that area that you really have to self-define.
Exactly.
What's going on? How do you know if you're defining, if the message that you're working on is working? Not butts and beds, because that doesn't count, because that can be influenced by so many different things.
Right, and you can just be running on momentum.
Yeah, but how do you know when you're trying to piggyback on the state's message that it's something that's complementary and it's sticking rather than something that seems to be standing out on its own and everybody's kind of scratching their head and going, right, wondering what?
You can't do this by guess and by golly. You got to go with the research. And, you know, on the state level, on national levels with the new Brand USA, there's some good stuff coming out of that. And then locally as well, we need to ask our visitors and potential visitors why the heck they came, what they expected to find, and did it meet their expectations, et cetera, et cetera.
Can you also find out why not Humboldt County?
Yes, we do ask that on occasion.
And what have those responses been, or are they so antiquated that it really isn't?
Well, I think they tend to be pretty consistent over time, and number one generally is it's too far, so can't seem to do much about that.
So they perceive this too much of their vacation would be spent getting, right, rather than being?
Yes.
Back to our airport, huh?
Always.
Yeah. Yeah, the prices associated therewith, right? So if you run into something like that is a concern, do you accept it? Do you ignore it? Do you incorporate it?
Oh, marketers make lemonade, you know? And so the message, the message of the target audience, if they think it's too far, well, who are we talking to? Let's look at that golden circle of who can get here in a 4-hour drive, 5-hour drive. Well, that gives us all, Shasta-Redding area. That gives us down to Santa Rosa.
Pretty much the Bay Bridge, and you just got a circle, or Golden Gate Bridge, yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. Now, how can we sort of goose that a little bit and get another hour out of it? Well, maybe we sell an itinerary on a national level that is in conjunction with a partner, like Mendocino County. Give them reasons to spend a few days up here. We'll get some nights. They get some nights. Then all of a sudden, the trip is more, makes more sense to the traveler.
KINS, News and Information Times, 3:30. We'll be back with more from Tony Smithers.
There's never been a clear winner in the so-called battle of the sexes, but in the battle for bacteria-free hands, one half of the population is germier than the other. So whose hands are cleaner, men or women? Hi, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and here's to your health. The researchers tested 51 college students using a new detailed system for detecting bacterial DNA. But remember, most of the bacteria in our bodies is either harmless or beneficial.
Dr. Hoffman answers some of your health questions on Health Talk, Saturday mornings, 9 to 11, on KWSW 980 AM.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:36. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Tony Smithers. Tony, in consideration of the state message, do you then try to craft the local message to mirror that, to parallel that, to hook on to that star? Or do you say, well, you know, our neck of the woods is a little bit different and will be similar, but we still need to craft our own individual identity?
I'd say that it's a little bit of both. Certainly the state has had some campaigns which resonate at every level. The main one, the slogan, has been California, find yourself here. And that's a very humble tea sentiment.
I got to get lost here.
Yeah.
Sorry. Find yourself here.
Find yourself, yeah. Okay. And that's still playing out there. So assuming that was working in attracting curious, experience seekers, then I think our job is to really focus in on the different experience that we're offering here that they're not going to get anywhere else in California, let alone elsewhere in the country or the world.
I could see how that could play within the state, but with the recession that's been, and I guess is now projected to continue for a period, does that, focusing on that market with that message, do you think that's the most effective? Would you do it a little bit differently?
No, I think, in fact, if anything, if there is, economic issues that might curtail travel or at least affect how people think about it, I would say that a message of hope and aspiration of being able to step out of your current life and have something different for a change would play stronger than ever.
So rather than a relief, you're looking at a getaway.
Yeah, a true getaway, mentally, physically, everything.
Refresh yourself, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Jump in the bay. So when you and the team are sitting down and looking at how to craft this, how to play with it, is it more placement? How are you going to attract the people that you want? Or is it message? Here's what we want them to take away with it. Which one has a higher priority?
Well, in classic marketing, neither has a higher priority. In fact, it's the offer that has the highest priority. That being what today people call the brand promise, or it could be something as specific as,
so the message,
get two nights for the price of one. By message, I mean you to think, to say, the medium, the words themselves, the pictures, and how
just the offer.
The offer.
What the client customer expectations. Is that more important than getting out the message to more and more people? Exposure, reach, right. Reach versus content.
It's a formula. What's the return on investment? How much does it cost to reach how many people for what response? And today, the way you count response has gone so far beyond, the number of travel guide requests. The technology allows us to.
It's got to be at the cash register, isn't it?
Technology allows us to follow it through to hotel reservations, and specifically the bottom line impact of your campaign.
The state certainly is a lot more sophisticated than any county.
Yes.
Or special district.
Plus, they hire outside consultants who do nothing but calculate their return on investment.
Yeah, they got folks all over the joint. Are they factoring in things like retail purchases, the higher likelihood of unintended purchases?
Yes.
Or expenditures versus, a customer, let's use Disneyland because that's an easy one for me to figure out. Somebody going to Disneyland who lives in Anaheim. Someone who goes to Disneyland that lives in Eureka. Somebody who goes to Disneyland that lives in Denver. What is the value to that theme park of each of those three individuals? Not per visit, but the economic lifetime.
Lifetime customer value. Yeah.
Who's worth more? You got the local guy, but they probably don't spend on all the trinkets. You got Denver, who may go there twice in their life, and that's it. And then you got somebody in between that might go every 4 or 5 years or so.
But the local guy's not staying in a hotel.
Right. So their expenditures are probably more focused than more broad-based.
Mm-hmm.
But they're there 20 times a year.
Well, you know, it's a very good question. And that is why I've always felt we need to temper our enthusiasm for, say, international travel, and even to some degree national travel, versus our immediate catchment area. Because as much as the visitor from Germany might spend more and stay longer, their likelihood of coming back is much less. So if we could get the Santa Rosa resident used to thinking of a trip to Humboldt as an annual pilgrimage, and keep giving them reasons to come back and have a great new experience, then it's probably worth more to market to them than it is to the fellow from Berlin.
KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:41. We'll be back with more from Tony Smithers.
Water always wins. That's why there's a Grand Canyon. I'm Glenn Higgy, America's master handyman. Keeping water away from your home's foundation is one of the most important things you can do. If your home is on a crawl space, you need to know what is going on under your feet. Your home's structural integrity and your family's health may depend on it.
Listen to Glenn Higgy, Sunday morning, 7 to 8 a.m. on KWSW 980.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:46. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Tony Smithers from the Humboldt County Convention and Visitors Bureau. Tony, the concept of an annual trip, you mentioned that before the break. Is that something that is not realistic? Because I think we all get into our routines and our habits. So if it's a positive, we'll do it once a year. Is it something that is supported more than lip service by locals who want to benefit from people coming back year after year after year after year?
I have to qualify that and say yes and no. I mean, there's certainly those who would like to see that. And, particularly, obviously, if it's a lodging facility, then that's the kind of market they're going to want to, really attract. And they'll see the immediate benefit from it and will probably go above and beyond to provide the kind of experience which would attract someone to return year after year after year. But qualifying it, I have to say that other parts of the visitor experience and some of the hospitality businesses and other businesses out there probably don't support that experience as much as we would like to see. And we're very much aware of that, and it's something we're hoping to be able to work on.
Is it lack of time, lack of knowledge, lack of understanding that has some of these other associated businesses not getting the message?
All of the above.
Okay.
It's the story, the small business story all over. You're so busy keeping that door open and the lights on that some of this other, insubstantial stuff always gets to the last priority.
Dusting the shelf.
Exactly.
So to speak, yeah.
But,
How do you sensitize, and I know this really, we could argue whether or not this is part of the mission of the Visitors Bureau. I say yes. I know there are some who say no.
Certainly
this is,
in partnership
more a
with,
chamber of commerce.
We
this
could partner
is more
with
of a main
of
street.
Commerce.
This
yeah,
is more
sure.
of a city. The message is out, and the marketing is the experience. And if the experience is less than what it ought to be, it's now impacting your ability to get effective marketing out there
on
response.
No question.
So I would say, you go all the way back to the broom closet inside the business. So how do you bring these folks around? How do you quantify, short of bringing in all the guest speakers in the world and the experts and get somebody else to say it, the message instead of you guys, how they really are negatively impacting the tourist potential in our area and the business potential, bottom line, for their business?
If there was a quick and easy answer, I probably wouldn't be here talking to you. I'd be out making a lot of money. Certainly, the landscape has changed a lot in the social media era. because now we have a constant source of visitor feedback. That's not just anecdotal. It's not just people who are signing the guest book at the Samoa Cookhouse. Now we are hearing directly and immediately from people who about both good and bad experiences. So something we've been trying to raise the awareness of, and we did a workshop last February on this, is for a small business to be aware of what's being said about them and how to use that as marketing intelligence for changing your product, changing your marketing.
Or just paying attention to the basics. Bill McCauley has a phrase. Blocking and tackling. It's the basics. It's not the fan. Is your menu in the restaurant? Is it faded? Is the lamination separating?
Yeah.
The prices, do most of them have whiteout over them? The picture's faded? I mean, those types of things, I think, speak volumes.
They do.
To what the experience is going to be. If they're bright and shiny and happy, you're teed up now for a much more positive experience than in the other scenario.
Mm-hmm. Well, the issue is all boils down to whose responsibility is it to try and, you know, affect a change? And yes, it is the business owner's bailiwick, but we think that they need help and some tools and support, and that's what we're going to try and do.
Thanks for coming by, Tone. We've been talking shop with Tony Smithers. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out, make it a good day, hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.